Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 12th of December 2018, and this is the 936th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's 12 o'clock. You might be able to hear the bell. It's a slightly overcast day, although I can see bits of blue and it's sort of spitting a little bit. The forecast that I get for here is for Roquefort, which is about 1.5 kilometres from La Bastide-l'Espéraire bank. And it was strange this morning because I looked out and it was quite grey and the forecast was for bright sunshine. And when I looked down over the valley, I could see bright sunshine just 1.5 kilometres away. And so the weather is very, very local here. I'm just walking down to the source, to the spring, to get my water. And I'm wearing matching boots. I could just get my ordinary boot on this morning. The swelling had gone down enough. It is a bit tight, so I'm not sure whether it was the right thing to do. But it's quite, it's quite strange. I think I need to learn to trust that this boot is going to look after me. Given that the last time I saw it on that foot, it I fell over. So it's odd. I can't quite explain why I should not put the blame on that boot, but it goes have such a strong association with the boot and the fall. I think for quite a while, when I was waiting in the hospital and I was having to move between, I don't know, x-rays and orthopedic surgeons and plaster makers and the kind of the waiting room areas in each of those, I was really anxious that this boot would get lost because I was still wearing the other one, and it seemed to be going on its own independent adventure. Anyway, I've reached the water, and I mean, it's good to have got this far with this boot. I imagine if I went much further, it would probably be too tight because my foot does swell up with the movement. So I'm going to put you down and locate my bottle. This must be such a naughty sound for those of you in an Australian summer. This water just flowing, just pouring out of the tank. There. I'm just going to go and have a little sit on my perch over on the other side of the street. Sufferli, sufferli, as they say in Switzerland. Carefully, carefully. Sue Fiddly, Sue Fiddly. Oh, it's good to be outside. I was feeling a bit sort of stuffy and a bit foggy this morning, actually, which I haven't felt at all since I've been here. So I definitely needed a breath of fresh air. Got to bring a plastic bag to put my water in, and so I think maybe I need to carry it separately because I've got my notebooks and things in my bag. I don't want them to get wet. It's hat weather as well. Last night I came back quite late, so it was dark when I left Carcassonne, and last week when I came in, I sort of felt it must have been the week before, so the first week it wasn't Christmassy, and it was lovely that it wasn't Christmassy, but. Well, yesterday it wasn't too bad at all, but the main square was very, very oddly Christmassy. They had these little brown sort of cabin buildings for the Christmas market. And then within the square, that was sort of on the periphery a bit with fairy lights and things. And then in the middle around the fountain, they had a skating rink. And on the right on the periphery, they had a sort of Santa Claus who was ringing a bell. But they didn't have Christmas music. They had sort of disco music for the skaters, which kind of undermined any sense of Christmas, I think. But it wasn't nearly as intrusive the music was intrusive, but the level of Christmas rush wasn't at all intrusive. The shops weren't kind of all out for Christmas sales. And I like the fact that it wasn't as commercial as it is at home. But I was also very pleased to get back here. Where things just potter along. I was woken up, or maybe I wasn't woken up, but as I came awake this morning, it was to the incredibly delighted sound of a chicken that had laid an egg. Although I've heard the cocks crowing, I haven't actually heard any chickens celebrating egg laying. So I'm not sure whether that's because it's winter and they're not really laying that much. In fact, I'm just laying one egg every couple of weeks. Or whether my ear hasn't been attuned to it. Or whether they're usually very low-key chickens and they just don't make quite such a song and dance about it. I'm going to potter back up the hill and get some lunch. I hope to do another walk this afternoon, but yesterday I did rather a lot. And so today is a taking it easy day as far as walking goes, but I'm hoping it's not going to be taking it too easy as far as writing goes. I do have a bit of a sense of what I want to get done. Um, But on the other hand, I mean, I've got that sense of what I want to get done. It doesn't feel as tied to a day as it did yesterday, when I felt that onrush of the future and how to manage my life. Today I don't feel that. I have a sense a bit that there aren't a lot of days left, but it still feels as if each day will be its own. It won't just be an onward rush. Today's the day of the grocery van, so everybody's really excited. It's lovely when a weekly visit from the grocery van can become the major event, not just of the day, but of the week. I suspect what he brings is pretty random, so I have thought about being completely reliant on the grocery van and being here. I think one would just have to, well, go with it. You just have what was on offer, but not have any expectations about what wasn't. I can hear some bells somewhere. I'm thinking there may be some goats. Not the clock bells, but sort of bells attached to animals' bells. I'm going to pause this podcast because it's a bit too heavy to carry the water in that hand. So I just thought I'd come out with you briefly now, and I will talk to you again a bit later. Well, it's about 7 o'clock now, and I'm outside looking at a lovely, very crescenty moon. And something else has changed in the village this afternoon. Maybe it was about lunchtime. We heard this cheerful whistling of, La Vie de la Rose. And although it's such a sad song, it was being whistled very, very cheerfully. And there was a man up a ladder putting up all these fairy lights. And so the street is completely a twinkle. Just where I am in the plus, there are little stars sort of flashing on and off. It's been done in a beautifully haphazard way. There's a bit that goes from the lamp to a stick in the wall, and then comes down the lamp post, and then there's a string that goes across to another pole on the other side, and then there's nothing, and then there's some that comes from the edge of one of the houses and sort of zigzags its way down, and then it's attached to the chapel and suddenly changes into coloured lights, but not flickering ones. It's really very cheerful. It's the sort of thing that you can't really take with a phone camera very easily because it just looks like glare. But it's rather lovely to walk with and through. I've had a very slow day today. I've been quite tired and had more social time than work time. It was the day of the grocery van that I mentioned, and it's a lovely sort of little moment in time, half an hour with all the villagers waiting for the van and chatting and trying out my French a bit more. I know that it's crazy to buy anything at this point because I need to be eating what I've got before I go, but I was tempted by a roasted beetroot and some mâché, which is nusli, and I think that's called lamb's something or other in English, and we don't get it in Switzerland, in Australia at all. And I got a ruby grapefruit, but I really went for the event. So I hope you've had an enjoyable day today too, that you've be able to enjoy it even if your energy levels are low, that you find something or have found something that you really delight in, and well, I wish you a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening again, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. I don't seem to be able to turn you off. Hello again. I haven't got my right glasses on, so I can't see what I'm doing. Except that I'm doing the wrong thing. There. I'm just going to walk back down and look at the lights as I go.